A ministry looks at honor killings in Saudi Arabia. Violence against a children's home in India forces a temporary closure. And trouble in Kenya's schools concerns an outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In Saudi Arabia, a father killed his teen daughter when he found out she'd converted to Christianity. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyr, says so-called honor killings are a two-sided coin, done first because of shame and second because of the mindset that conversion takes time.
And so if you're able to kill your family member before that conversion process is complete, you're actually doing them a favor because they're still going to die a Muslim. They're still going to have some chance of going on to Muslim paradise.
Blog websites the girl visited in secret have created mourning pages or temporarily shut down in protest. It's evidence that people are looking for answers outside the Quran.
The internet becomes a source of information and ultimately a source of ministry that says there is something else out there. There's Jesus Christ and the hope, the assurance of eternity with him, and that speaks very loudly to the Muslim heart.
Pray that the girl's family comes to Christ through this. Meanwhile, it appears that political groups are reinciting protests in Indian streets that were finally calming down in Jammu and Kashmir. Gospel for Asia's Bridge of Hope Center for Children has been closed for a month because of the government land dispute. Life's hit a standstill for people too afraid to leave their homes, even to buy food. Curfews have been imposed in some villages, but are being blatantly violated. Pray that the conflict is peacefully resolve so ministry can move forward. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been over a month since students rioted in schools in Kenya. Book of Hope International's Cal Rott says most of the schools targeted were boarding schools. The youth of Kenya are frustrated by hypocrisy, abuse, and inconsistencies. It's also being seen in the church, says Rott.
The practices of many of the churches have not kept pace with the changes in the thinking of young people. It's not a case of changing the gospel, but just the way it's presented to the new generation, it has to be relevant to them.
Book of Hope doesn't want to fall into the same situation, so they've conducted a survey to see the effectiveness of the ministry.
We interviewed 4,000 students in Kenya, and we're just in the process of tabulating the results of all of that. We are constantly tweaking our materials so that we are relevant to where the students are.
The results will be shared with other ministries next month. Elsewhere, Words of Hope just got confirmation of the benefits radio ministry provides in East Africa. Lady Young says they partnered for a study in the region looking at how well existing radio programs and partnerships are meeting the needs.
Radio is by far the most important, most used, and most trusted medium of communication. People use it both for accessing information and for entertainment. Radio is an indispensable tool for learning about dangers to the community and fueling the daily conversations that most people carry on in an oral society.
The gospel's having an impact. DeYoung says the research revealed that
there are many opportunities for the church in Africa to reach out to people, capitalizing on its reputation as a significant guarantor of peace in conflict-torn areas and providing new opportunities for education for people. The expectations of the church are much higher than for Islamic mosques and witch doctors.
And school sponsorship makes a huge difference in the lives of children in the Dominican Republic. For one Dominican family, the loss of a job meant they couldn't afford to send their two girls to a Christ-centered school. Through the Worldwide Christian Schools Sponsor a School program, the Raymond Reynoso's Christian School stepped in to help. The family also attends the school's local church where the children's mother recently came to Christ. Go to our website if you want to help them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving, high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you, too. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.